Fulbrick raised his beaker in admiration.
Here's to a great ballad sung well by pretty maids.
Ruddle and Logalog were chuckling. The shrew pointed and said,
"Aye, look, here comes a big babe playing with little babes."
There were six shrew babes riding on Sunflash's back as he ambled up and shook them off, then collapsed on the sand, begging,
"Enough, enough! I'd sooner do battle with 10 shiploads of villains than fight you lot off."
Another group arrived panting, dragging the mace along the sand by its corded handle. A plump, serious-faced infant held up a pebble in one paw and addressed Logalog.
"See this pebble? I make it get stuck in the star. Watch."
Smiling broadly, Sunflash picked up his mace and held it like a bat, calling to the infant.
1, 2, 3, now!
The little shrew flung the pebble and Sunflash struck it with his mace, sending it straight up into the night. He crouched and held out one paw, and the infant stood solemnly on it and was lifted high.
"Where has that pebble gone?"
the badger asked him. A little paw pointed straight at the sky.
"Way up there, it's stuck in a star now."
Yelling and laughing, the big badger dashed off across the beach with a horde of little ones clinging to him.
"Come on, let's go and paddle in the water."
Scarlet looked up from a bowl of soup and shook his head.
"Shame on him. He's worse than the babes."
The Gowsim slept on the shore that soft autumnal night, and never had they felt more safe. The presence of Sunflash drove away all fear of trouble. Next morning, Logalog stood on the rocks that skirted the broad stream. Cupping his paws around his mouth, he warbled a long, ululating call upstream. It was answered so faintly that at first Sunflash thought it was an echo. But the shrew chieftain set him right.
"That is our elders coming downstream with the logboats. We've the Gowsham don't care to do much travelling by poor."
In a short while the boats appeared. They were long logboats carved from pine trunks, punted skillfully by old shrews. Logalog took Sunflash's paw.
"You'll like our settlement. We'll lay on a feast for you that'll make your fair kill, matey."
The big badger shook Logalog's paw firmly.
"No, thank you, friend. I have my own path to follow."
Fulbrick and Ruddle nodded in agreement.
"Oi, matey, we're bound a long ways from here."
Sunflash grabbed the two otters, and tucking one beneath each elbow, he walked to the broad stream and dropped them into the nearest logboat.
"You two ugly mugs are going back with Logalog,"
he said.
"This part of my journey I must make alone. I can feel it in my bones. The mountain of Salamandastron is not far away now."
By the look on Sunflash's face, the otters knew there would be no room for arguments, so they slipped back into their old insulting ways.